looked like Christ. The martyrdom at the end is illustrated in the discussion that takes place between Zeba and Zalmunna and Gideon. Zeba and Zalmunna teach us that the time period during this battle comes when the shadow of protection is withdrawn from the wicked. In other words, human probation closes. The other king, Zeba, symbolizes the time period when the Lord's sacrifice takes place, when all the wicked are gathered into the very geography of the story of Gideon, into the valley of Jezreel, where we find Megiddo, Armageddon, where we find on the north Mount Carmel, taking us to the story of Elijah and his battle with the prophets of Baal. It takes us to the southern end of the valley, where the Mount of Blessing and the Mount of Cursing mark the way that you enter in, disobedience or obedience. In this valley where these kings met their fate, we also see Oreb and Zeb slain, both representing one part of the ruling powers that are so clearly discussed in Revelation 17. For 1 hour, the 10 kings, symbolized in Psalm 83, are going to come together with the beast, symbolized in Isaiah, the haughty Assyrian, chapter 11. They both come to their destruction at the rock of Oreb and the winepress of Zeb, the winepress where we know Christ comes and treads through the wicked and stains his garment with his blood. All this symbolism in the story of Gideon is the symbolism for what's just ahead. The story of the Feast of Booths is there in the city. The story of Jacob's trouble, time of trouble, which we know is part of the Adventist understanding of end times event, is there encoded prophetically in the story of Peniel. Brothers and sisters, there's too many symbols in here for anyone to conscientiously say coincidence. There's too many geographical areas in the Bible that could have been used if they were coincidence, but they weren't. They were specifically chosen to tell the message of Adventism. This story was more important for us that live at the end of the world than it was for when Gideon and his people were living it out. Brothers and sisters, this is just another illustration of Adventism at the end of the world that we've been looking at. We have at least one more presentation as we look at the ephod of Gideon.